Continues the Gemara, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the last two lines, the last two words on the last line, the last three words. Meisvei, the Gemara is in the middle of bringing the Raya to the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara started off in the beginning of Pesachim. Or La Abosar. What does Or mean? Does Or mean Leili? Or does Or mean Nigi? Nigi means light, which refers to daytime, and Leili means night. Nighttime. So when do you check the Chometz? Do you check the Chometz Or La Abosar, the evening of the 14th, or the first thing in the morning of the 14th. So Gemara brings numerous rayas back and forth, even though the Gemara already brought a raya, and the Shmami know that Or means like we do, Or La Bosa means at night, the Gemara continues to bring rayas. And like we said, we should explain because you want to establish it. It's not enough to bring one raya. You want to establish it all over, that it means all over, it only means Or, it only means Delilah. Zog the Gemara, Meisvei, the following question, Meisvei Mazutra, Hamapeles, if a woman lost a child during childbirth, meaning not during birth, while she was pregnant, she had a nefel. So, depends when. If she lost this child 81 days into her pregnancy, so beshama omrim poitrin mikarben. That means as follows. A woman has a tumas leida 2 weeks after the baby's born, for nekeva. For a zocher, it's 1 week. Then she has, then old, she's like a nida. She's a lettuce, but she has all the dam is dam nidas, tome. Then the next 66 days, that means from 2 weeks, from day 14, until day 80 is over, then it's called dam toihar. All the dam she sees is Torah. Torah, even though it's dam. Medaraisa, that is. Then she has to bring a carbon on day number 81. It's like a Mechuzah Kippurim, you need to bring a carbon. Once you bring the carbon, then she's allowed to eat kochim. Now, let's say the woman had a miscarriage, and then during this time period, she got pregnant again and had another miscarriage. Could one carbon be batter up for both child, for both miscarriages?
She had a miscarriage first. She had a regular baby, and then 81 days later, she had a miscarriage. What is the miscarriage?
No, because we're trying to figure out, the machlokes over here is, if one carbon can pater for two miscarriages. That's the machlokes over here.
Why two miscarriages? One real baby and one miscarriage. And then one, that's a shame.
Enechanami.
You don't say two miscarriages.
Yeah, it could be either or. You bring a carbon for the miscarriage and for the baby, either or. But the point is, you only bring the carbon after, by day number 81. So could one carbon pater up two ladies? The later is the baby, and the second one has to be miscarriage, obviously, because it's 9 months. So the point is that the could two babies, a real baby and a miscarriage, can be upkapatet with one carbon. So as long as it's in the days that she's still mechusa kipurim, if the baby was lost, conceived in day number 55 and lost in day number 70. So okay, you have another baby that you have to bring a carbon for. So then you can have one carbon pattern two, pattern both births, both miscarriages, or a birth and a miscarriage. So if she's mapeles or lishmoinim ve'echod, it's ready past day number 80, but you only bring the carbon on day number 81. Here we bring a clear right that or means the evening of, because the day of 81, that's when you bring the carbon. And the baby, second baby was lost, or lishmoinim ve'echod, the evening of 81. Now, Hamapelas Olishman Ve'echot, Beshama Poitrin Mikarbon, Ubisil Mechavin. Beshama say, you're put from a carbon, that means from a second carbon. And Beshama says, no. Why? Because the evening of 81 is already past the time period that all the Dam is Tahar. Dam is only Tahar for 80 days. Once you're ready in the evening, the night of 81, there's not a Dam Tahar anymore. So we look at it as a different time period. It's clearly a different time period. Everyone's going to agree that Beshama doesn't argue that it's Dam is not Tahar anymore. So just because you can't bring a carbon at night, you have to wait for the next day, that doesn't mean that it's not a new time period to mechayev another carbon. So mapelas olish mayne ve'echod, b'shamah poitim carbon. B'shamah say, you're off the hook, only one carbon is enough, two birds and one stone. U'beis hillel mechayevin. Omru beis hillel le'beshamah, beis hillel tol b'shamah. Maishna or shmoyne ve'echod, miyoyim shmoyne ve'echod. Beis hillel tol, what's the difference between or shmoyne ve'echod and yoyim shmoyne ve'echod? You agree that if you miscarried on day number 81, then of course you have to bring a second carbon because it's ready. This mandate can bring the first carbon. So why would you now suddenly require a second? Not require a second carbon. So what's in between Arish Shmoyne Ve'Echod and Day Shmoyne Ve'Echod? im shiva loy letuma leyish loy lekarbon. The dinei tuma, we know that it's considered dam tomei. You're not going to say that it's still the, like the 66 day period where all the woman's dam is tahar. It's already past that stage. So then why should it not be another din like I be carbon too? Now, from the fact that Beisil tells Beishamai, what's in between Or Shmoyne Ve'echod and Yoyim Shmoyne Ve'echod? So we see clearly sheds light on what the definition of Or means. Oh, we're looking, what's the noun of Or? What does it mean? Of course, Or means light. But the noun is referred to the evening or is referred to the day? Well, here we see clearly it means the evening of the 81st. Zogdimoga Midika Omar. Again, there's a raya, be'etzim gemara to stop over here. And like the Maram Chalva says, the gemara continues. The gemara wants to establish this. The Rebbe Nedovit says, you want to establish that or means at night. Just because you find it, doesn't mean it cannot mean the day also. You want to establish it, that it's all over. So we bring more rayas to show that or means the evening. Now, the gemara only asked by Mapelis or Lishmoinim. Because Rashi explains, if let's say you have a zohar, the Yimei Tumah are 7 days, and then the 33 days of Yimei Taira. So here it's not physically possible if she becomes pregnant and she has a miscarriage in the 40-day period, so it's Mayim Ba'alma. So a male over here, you're not going to have a carbon your lettuce anyways, a carbon mapelis anyways. Because you only bring a carbon after the baby is 40 days in the mother's womb. Well, that's not going to be possible. Two birds with one stone, so to speak. We said one carbon for two children by a zohar. Because by a zohar, the second one we're discussing now within the days of Yemei Toyar. Well, the days of a zohar is within 40. So that's Mayim Ba'almo. So the male that for that second miscarriage, you're not going to have a carbon anyways. Only by Nekev, it's Negeya. After 40, between 40 and 80. Zog digamoga Meisve, another question. Yochol yehinechal or l'shlishi. You might think, meaning, a carbon shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. That means the day of the hakrova, the day you makiv the carbon shlomim, you can eat it, the following night and the following day. 2 days and one night. Now, maybe it should also be eaten the following night. There should be, let it be day, night, day, and then also the following night. Let the or also be included in the Zman of Achilas Korban, Shlomim, Yochei Necha Or L'Shlishi, the evening of the third, which is or clearly defines as evening. V'dinu, the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean the night following the daytime. Zvachim Necholim L'Yom Echod. A regular Korban is eaten one day. At night it's ready, psulina. It's only Yom Echod. V'shlomim necholim shnei yomim. Shlom is 2 days. So malahalon laila achayoyim. Afkan laila achayoyim. Just like by Zvachim, it's eaten at night also, as long as it's not noiser, which means the following morning. Ma Zvachim, just like over there. Laila achayoyim. The night follows the day. The korban is shechted in the daytime. You have the whole night to eat it also, until alois. Any carbon. Pesach. Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is eaten when it's and the following night also. That's when we eat the Korban Pesach. But upon him, it's eaten the night following the Zman of Nakrova. So just like by Zvachim, it's day night. So let it be over here. Torah says 2 days. Let it be day, night, day, and then night again. Just like day, night follows the day by other kachim, let it follow by shlomim. Now Rashi over here points out Pesach. Rashi did a masel zvochem mecholim yom echod right before it gets wide. Rashi says toida. Come in toida. Dichsi b'yom kabana ye ochel. That means yom kabana, but it means the night also. Ushlomim necholim sheyomim. Malalon laila achayoyim. Just like by toida. It means the night following the day. Dichsi b'guf erikho lo yiniyach. Mimenu ad boiker. Noisa becomes in the morning. Hakol alayla oichel. V'chem Pesach, Rashi adds on Pesach. Lo yisasiru mimenu ad boiker. You're not allowed to leave over noisa till the morning. Afkan, laila achayomim aksuvim bo'ot shibiyah, the night following the 2 days also. Now, the Achronim has a kash on this Rashi, the Tzlach, and even the Rishonim Bavon, the Chidush Aran, How do you want to learn from Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach, the reason why the Laila follows the day, you know why? Because that's when you have the Seder by night. That's when you eat the Korban Pesach. It's not pshat. The night, there's a Zman Achila, and then the night following the day. The Zman Achila's Korban Pesach is at night. That's good for the Zman. You can't bring a Raya from Korban Pesach to Shlomim. Pesach, the Zman is Belailo. Because we eat it at Pesach, Matzah, Pesach, it's Pesach by night, that's when you eat the matzah. That's when you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. Amatzim goyim yechlu, machlokes, behilol, they eat achlam beyachad, or zeachazeh, but that's the zman of the achila. So that's not a raya to something where it's not a din laila be'etzim. So rachonim, bavon this kasha, koponim, that is what Rashi points out. Rashi apparently does want to learn from Pesach too. So koponim, why is it not the night following the day? Zokti yomogat Talmud loymar. It says by Shlomim clearly, black and white, in the day that it's Nikrav, it's eaten, umi mocharas, and the following day. And whatever is left over, now it says, it's only eaten when it's daytime. It's not eaten or shlishi. Now, that means you're not allowed to eat it. Then Sreifa only starts the next morning, by Noisa. But it says, you're only allowed to eat it by umi mochas. Only mochas. Don't say umi mochas v'layla l'achrov. Umi mochas. So it's exactly because of clearly that it's not like all the kochim like toida. Now what do we see al kaponim? What does R mean? R means the night. Zog to gemoga, yochel yisogim yad. Maybe this tzamaze. First we go into the etzim din of sreif of noisa. Maybe it's ready considered noisa when you can't eat it, which means that night already. Yochel yisogim yad. Zog mo v'dinu. Zvochem echolom niyoyim v'layla. Zvochem are eaten day and night. Shlomo also eaten 2 days and a night, the night in between. Velayla echod. Malal on take of lachila sreifa, just like over there, right after the achila is sreifa, meaning by zvochim, it is achila of yoim and laila. And when is it sreifa? After the achila, it happens to be the achila's at night. But right after the achila, it's sreifa, it's noiser. So Afkan, take with Achila Sreifa. Over here, the Achila is only 2 days. So maybe it should be Sreifa day, night, day, and then it should be Sreifa before the night even. Why do you have to wait for the next morning for Sreifa? Maybe it should be take of Achila as soon as you can't eat anymore. Tamil Loimar. What's left over by Yoim HaShlishi, you burn it. Meaning only in the morning of the third day, not the night of the third. Day, night, day. No, you don't burn it at night. You only burn it the next day, which is the Yom HaShlishi. But Yom HaTasev, you only burn in the day, you have to serve Belailo. Now back to the Raya. The first white line. Midakoma Yenechal Or LeShlishi, from the fact that it says it's, you might think it's eaten even at night, Alma Or Ur Tuhu. So again, we see that Or means Ur Tuhu, doesn't mean day, another Raya. Shema Mino, another Raya. And again, the Gemara continues bringing more Rayas. Like we said, Toshma Or Shayom HaKippurim Mispalo Sheva, Or of Yom Kippur. Or of Yom Kippur means the night of Kol Nidre. Or of Yom Kippur, he's having 7 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Umisvada, and you may say vidui shachris, umisvada. Shachris mispalo sheva. Shachris is also 7 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Umisvada, you may vidui. Bemusa mispalo sheva. Umisvada. Bemincha mispalo sheva. Umisvada. Bearvis mispalo me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Arvis, which is Motzi Yom Kippur. People are hungry. They're fasting. So you do birchas havinenu, the Gemara says. We don't pass like that. But akoponim, the Gemara is a tzad, you do me'ein shmona esrei, the shortened version. That means every bracha of the 18 is a shortened version. It's me'ein shmona esrei. Now, Reb Chanina, we pass like Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina, Gamliel, Loim, Mishum, Avoisov, Mispal, Shmona Esrei, Shlemes. You daven the full 18. Maybe there's quick minyonim, but you daven the full 18. Why? Mineshe tzoyach, Loim, Avdola, B'choy, Nadas. The reason why you don't do the shortened version was you have to say Havdalah b'choy nadas. Havdalah has to be choy nadas. Choy nadas is omitted if you do avineinu. Now, fregen the rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yoinim brachas, and daf choftes. Why don't you say Havdalah in avineinu? Where does it say you have to say Havdalah in atachoynin? Yes, that's when we do it in a regular shmoneh esrei. But say it in avineinu, the teretz is, he answers, since Havineinu is a shortened version of all 18, so Memele, if you're going to say Havdalah, you're making another bracha, it's 19. When it's in part of another bracha, then it's 18. Ultimately 18. At the chayin olam da'asa bracha, and in there you're sticking at the chayin antonu. So that's not going to remain 18. But if you're going to stick it in Havineinu, then you create it 19. Because Havineinu itself is 18. It's a short, every word represents another bracha. So where are you going to put it? It's not sticking it in a bracha. It's saying it with Havineinu. Well, then you created 19. It has to remain 18. And that's the reason. And that's not why we don't say Havineinu on Shabbos. I'm sorry, what's it called? We don't have an Enu on Motzah Shabbos. We don't have an Enu on Motzah Shabbos. Because since Motzah Shabbos, you have to say Atachan Antonu, there's no Avinenu. There's no, even if there's certain in the situations, in the Oinus, the person has Avinenu, you can't say Avinenu because you have to say Atachan Antonu. That's Gemara Brochus. You don't have an Enu on Motzah Shabbos. Now, what do we see from here? We see from here clearly, it's a chronological order. Or Shayom Kippurim Mispal Sheva Misvad. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Mayriv. So we see R means what? The evening. The note Sada doesn't mean the evening. So it's a clear raya. Zogdimoga alma R urtuhu. So we see again R is urtuh. Shma mino. Zogdimoga toshma. Very interesting. We don't find this usually in Shas after the Shma mino to continue bringing rayas. Zogdimoga toshma. Over 10 rayas in these past few blats. On what R means. That R means the evening. Zogdimoga toshma the tonit veshmul. Leila abos aboit kenes chomets on air. Leila abos ar. Here it says clearly, Leila. The Amish didn't say Leila, it said Orla Bosar. Here it says Leila Bosar. So you have a black and white raya. Definition of Bdika is Leila Bosar. Leila Bosar, but it's a Chomestog Anel, Alma Or Urtu, Ella Zaktimoga. Bein Ravuna, Bein Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda retracts. Rav Yehuda is the one that said it means Nagi. So Gemara retracts. I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda is the one that said Nagi. He retracts. It doesn't mean daytime. Zogdimoga, bein ravuna, bein ravyudid kuli alma or urtuhu. It was only havamina. Avad it means urtu means night. Veloy pligi. So what's machlekes abizay? It's not machlekes. Maki asrei u maki asrei. It depends on every person where they lived. Where Ravuna lived, they called night nagi. We said before nagi means light, and light ultimately means daytime. They called the night light. They wanted to say, Loshon Nekiyah, the dark sounds very scary. Wanted to make it sound. Kids shouldn't have nightmares. They said Nagi. That's how they called the night. You want to go to sleep? It's ready Nagi time. Oh, it's day. It's light. Okay, let me go to sleep. Whatever, it's lost in the key. The point is, that's how they called Lila. Umaki asri, maki asri. But asri ravuna kori Nagi. They called Lila Nagi. Uvasri ravuna kori Leili. Zokamoga v'tani didon, my time like Tony Leili. So why does our tani not say like with the rye we just brought, black and white, Leila bosar? Why do you have to say Orla bosar? Why are you talking in hints? Zogdimoga, lishna ma'alyu de nokat. It's a lishna ma'alyu. Lishna ma'alyu, like we said, is or. Or is a cleaner lashon versus lailo. Now, why did the last brisa, we just had a brisa that says leila bosa? What happened to the lishna nakia? So, Zogdibalamar, that when do you say lashon nakia specifically, especially in the beginning of an inyan? Or la bosa, you're starting off the mesechta, you don't want to start off with another lashon nakia. Leila bosa, connoting leil. This is a brisa. A brisa is not in the beginning of an inyan, so can taka say leila bosa. So he zok the balamor to answer this question. Zok the gemara. Ukil Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Loilam al yoytzi odem dvar meguna mepiv. A person should be very careful in his language. Don't say something meguna. Always have lishna ma'alya. Share ikim akos v'shmoyne oytzi oys. The Torah was ma'akim. The Torah bent, so to speak. Eight words, eight letters. I mean. Where do we see this? Zogdimar Shenema. It says, Min Abehema Hatahoiro. Umin Abehema Asher Eneno Tahoiro. Now, we're saying Asher Eneno Tahoiro. It doesn't say Habehema Atmeo. Hatmeo. It could have said Atmeo. So, it is eight oisias derim akim. Why? Because Zogd Rashi, Asher Eneno Tahoiro, Veloxiv Abehema Atmeo. Ki urche, hareshmoini oisius ikim, hatmeo chomesh oisius ein, asher eneno tohoiro, shloisha oisius ein. How many oisius asher eneno tohoiro? 13. So he could have gotten away with what? With 5. Instead, you said 13. What's the difference? How many more oisius? 8 additional one. That's called ikim ashmatoiro hakosuv shmoini oisius. It could have said hatmeo, and it said asher eneno tohoiro. You could have gotten away with 5 letters and you said 18. And you said 13 letters. So how many did you go over in order to talk Lashon Nekiyah? 8 oisiyas. Now, Toyi Rashi Bavons, we see the word Tomei in the Raisa. Zog Rashi, Va'avagav de Raisa, Ksiv Tomei. Shoni Uchaya, Bechad Duchalam, Dechel Chazra Lashon Nekiyah. All you need is to teach it once. You don't have to teach it every time. We teach it once to know this rule to be Mechazra Lashon Nekiyah. Zog de Gemoga, Rav Papa Omar, Teisha. We're saying 8 oisiyas, Ike Makosuv. Rav Papa says it's 9. Why? Shenemar, it says in the Posuk. This Posuk in Dvorim. He will not be Tor Mikalaila. It could have said Ish Tomei. Why did it say, it says in the Pasuk, Ish Asher Lo Yiye Tor Mikalaila. It could have just said Ish Tomei. And it says Asher Lo Yiye Tor. It happens to say it. Even if it would have said it chosavov, it's 9 oisiyas because there's 12 letters in what it said, and tomei is only 3. So mele from three to twelve is 9. So 9, you went overboard. 9 oisiyas. We ma'akim 9 oisiyas to tell us this yisoid. Ravino amar eser. There's 10 letters. Why vov de tahor? You count the vov also. First man, did not count the vov. It could have said chaser. It said mole. He says no. Lamais, it says mole. So it says tohar. Ashelo yet tohar. That's what it says in the posuk. Ravacha by Yankov Omar, 16. I found a posuk where 16 letters are overboard. Why? Ki Omar, 16. Shenema, ki Omar, mikrehu. This is a posuk in Shmuel. Ki Omar, mikrehu, bilti tar. Who? Kiloi tar. It says bilti tar, who? It could have just said tomei. Zog the Moga. So that's a difference of 16. Tanya Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Lo'oy le misapach adam Lashon Nekiyah. A person is always talking in Lashon Nekiyah. Shechei b'zov, koroi merkav. A zov, a male, is called merkav. When he rides on he's merkav on something. Ve'isha koroi moishov. Mishkav a moishov. And by woman, it's called a moishov. It's more tznius to say that she's moishov versus merkav. Zog Dugmar Rav Oymer. Va'tivchor, this is a posik in Iyov, vativcha lashon arumim. That means pick a lashon arumim. Va'omer v'das svosai boru milelu. V'das svosai. I'm boru. I'm picking out milelu. That what I speak. My va'omer. Why didn't another posuk? V'chita amani milu b'deraisa. Maybe say that this is only when it comes to the raisa. That's when you have to have a lashon nekiyah. Alva b'drabonon loy. But maybe by the Rabbanon's not. Meaning, the Torah was makpik b'loshon nekiyah. Mashenkein, when it comes to Mishnayos or Brises, or Labosar, that's a Mishnah. Who said over there you have to be boich loshon nekiyah? Could have said Leil Labosar? Maybe not makpik. Zog the Gemara Toshma, v'oimer, v'tivoche loshon arumim, v'tivoche even by the Rabbanon's. Arumim, zog Rashi, shomanu sh'arumim boich loshon heim. Arumim are the ones that are boich loshon. So v'tivoche loshon arumim. Maybe that's only by Drabonon when it comes to Torah. A Mishnah. Who says when you talk regular, you have to also have Lashon Nekiyah? Even Vidas Fosai Borim Milelu. Uvi Isha Loiksiv Amerkav. You're saying by Isha it says Mishkav, which is Lashon Nekiyah. It says they rode the donkeys. It says Lashon Rechiva. Because she's scared, it's elevated, the donkeys. So the woman is scared, she's misyogesh le'tipol, so mele it's urche to be roichev in order that she be able to sit and hold on, like you're riding a horse, you're galloping. So every day you have to hold on, otherwise you're going to fall off. You can't just be... It's not much, but it's taka merkav because of your skid. That's taka the norm. When it's urche, then it's not a problem. What happened over there? Zog di Gemara, daf gitmel on the days, hasim mishum bonov. There was chogim, so it says the lashon of rechiva. We'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow.